This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
During the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, there was a tyrant by the name of Namrud, who was very arrogant and he was very agitated and angry when he heard about the da'wah of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was calling to Tawheed, calling to La ilaha illallah. He wanted to challenge Ibrahim. He sat with Ibrahim, he heard from him, who is a lawyer talking about? Where is he? Ibrahim told him, he's in the sky. And Namrud gathered his advisors and he said, I want to build a tall tower to reach the sky so I can see the God of Ibrahim. Similar to the story of Fir'aun when he said the same thing to Haman, build me a tower towards the sky. And sure enough, he gathered all of the materials and the workers, and as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, that they spent years building this tower until it reached very, very high in the sky. After this strong, powerful tower was built, all of a sudden one day, it all collapsed and came tumbling down, immediately killing all of those around the tower and injuring others, as the other people in the city looked on in horror. قَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَأَتَى اللَّهُ بُنْيَانُهُمْ مِنَ الْقَوَاعِدِ. Those who were before them had already plotted, but Allah came to their building from the foundations. فَخَرَّ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّقْفُ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. So the roof fell upon them from above. وَأَتَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And the punishment came to them from where they did not perceive. Some of the scholars of tafsir mention that this verse is not just for a Namrud, but for all of those who are arrogant and fight the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will punish them and all that they do and all that they build in order to fight the religion of Allah, they will see it collapse in front of them. These verses come to remind us that all throughout history, the prophets and those who follow in their footsteps, that they must deal with tyrants, with the enemies of Allah who fight the religion of Allah with all they have from power and from wealth. But in the end, Allah will punish them in this life and in the next. وَالْعَاقِبَةِ The good ending will always be for the muttaqeen, for the righteous believers.